on Hard Facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria, Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with people who are helpful to bring this Nigeria. They still be among Nigeria than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunlesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Eniolua Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Don't so quickly.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofun.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through Hard Facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the ports.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
But 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a hot afternoon. Well, while I stepped out a couple of hours ago, it was hot. I don't know if the rains have come. But you're welcome to a new month on Hard Facts. A number of you, of course, have had your new month wishes far earlier, but it's the first time this month on Hard Facts that we have the opportunity to talk one to another. I'm Agogo Obo, and what a show we are going to have. And Sandra Ezekwesili sends her best wishes. Don't forget to send your comments, or if you've got any questions, contribution on Hard Facts, send us on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. And then you can also talk to us on social media at Nigeria Info FM. One of those days that you just want to just chill in bed. My daughter will say, it's a lazy Monday or it's a lazy Saturday, which means no work gets done and people just play. And was just chit-chatting with Joyce about having lazy days where she's just been playing music. And but just before you think that you have a lazy Monday come up, it's one of the jobs we have to do as journalists, and I guess also for our guest on the phone who has joined us also too, Director of Media and Advocacy, the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, Femi Babafemi. Great to have you join us, sir. Mr. Babafemi, are you there? All right, we're going to reconnect with Mr. Babafemi. I can hear you clearly now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent. And I was just joking that the nature of our work means that we have to carry out essential duties.
Exactly. We walk around the clock.
Walk around the clock.
It's the nature of the job.
The nature of the job. And it's the biggest story we've been following. We'll get to the other stories, but I said we must hook you up straight away. Over this 194 billion naira worth of crack cocaine from a warehouse in a secluded estate. That was 2 weeks ago in Ikorodu. Yes. Now the agency, we understand, has discovered in a mansion in the Lekki area of Lagos, which is not too far from our studio, 8.8 billion naira worth of tramadol in a mansion. Some neighbors, to show you how close this is to them, already described the gentleman involved as the unbelievable that this could have happened in their very before. 13 million pills of tramadol. We understand the NDLA has now a suspect within its custody, Ogochukwu Chukwuka Dibia. Mr. Babafemi, this is coming really close to when the last one happened and we had this same conversation with you.
Just a quick correction there. What was seized in Ikorodu was cocaine, not crack.
Thank you very much. Yes, cocaine. Yeah. Yes.
Cocaine, not crack. Yes. Okay. Coming to the latest development, if you look at going through statistics of arrests and seizures, what we've noticed is, beside cannabis, the next most abused substance in Nigeria today is this pharmaceutical opioid, that is tramadol. And we really put a lot of effort into tracking the cartels behind that particular drug. And recently, some months ago, we were able to get one of them who is currently facing trial. That was, in the one instance, there was the issue of 3 billion worth of Tramadol. In another instance, over 22 billion naira worth of Tramadol. And in this case, we've also been following, been on the trail of this gentleman, although his regular business out there is automobile business, but then we've been on his trail. Unfortunately, our efforts also paid off this last weekend when we were able to get into one of his mansions where, even though a residential building mansion, we discovered that non-humans were kept in there, but cartons of Tramadol, 225 mg, that is one of the highest milligrams of that particular opioid. So we're glad that we've been able to break this one again. We move to the next by the grace of God.
Move to the next. But before we move to the next, you think that when I know the investigation is in the preliminary stage, and then you probably will have his day in court. But did it come to you as a surprise? I mean, this Victoria Garden City, I mean, you probably would never have expected, going by what happened in Ikorodu, where the guys involved there were going to run down hotels and motels also to do business.
Yeah. What this means for us is these people try to live within secluded areas, far away from the prying eyes of security agents, and that's a deliberate strategy for them. Don't also forget that even in Korodu, where the cocaine was recovered from, is also an estate that is, I think,
Solebo.
So that's another thing. So you would also have noticed that for us anyway, we are intensifying, we are showing interest in all of these estates, and that's why you will see a second bust within a space of 2 months in BGC alone, and we continue to do what we're doing at the moment, and even to intensify. And we're glad that we're working with a lot of Nigerians who are genuinely interested, because I'll tell you, Algo, what this thing is doing to our young people. You see, those that may not have, those that may still be, arguing based on sentiment or bringing some primordial interest into play, may not really understand what is at stake here. There are lives of innocent young Nigerians are being ruined by this thing, just because some people want to make billions of naira, want to live life, they want to be in the club of billionaires, whereas there are parents that are in anguish every day. We relate with them. They call us every day asking for help. We are the one feeling their pain, besides what they are feeling in their homes, in their family.
Right.
So we need everybody to get up and get involved in this. This is not a joke. The volume of drugs recovered in one instance. Imagine over 13 million pills of Tramadol. Just imagine what that would do to the lives of our young people, whether in the north, in the south, in the east, in the south, or wherever. Anywhere across the country, these things are distributed. Lives are being ruined and destinies are being destroyed.
Lives are being ruined, destinies being destroyed also too. Well, there's no gainsaying, Mr. Babafemi, that what this does to young people and how it destroys the fabric and structure of society. It's illegal to be involved in this sort of things, and there are consequences for those who get in. I think this serves as a great opportunity for us also to remind people who, despite all of the warnings and pleas, decide to go down this route, that there are consequences, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are consequences, and in this case, just like in all other cases, we're pressing charges, and the fellow involved will have his day in court. Beyond that, we also go after their assets, because this is basically the attraction for them, because they want to live in luxury, and so we also go after all they've acquired through this illicit trade. So we've identified some of his mansions within the estate. You know, I think there are about six mansions there. We've been able to locate three of them, and we've been able also to get some of his luxury vehicles. Some of them have been moved to our facilities already.
All right, and while we wait, we'll keep our eyes on that. Some people sending messages here on WhatsApp in reaction to what has happened. This gentleman, I think it was on an earlier show, Diary, from the United States, says that my cousin's life was destroyed by drugs. We checked him to rehab twice, but the easy accessibility of these drugs on the streets didn't help matters. This was a young, vibrant boy doing well until he started taking it. Kudos to Buba Marwa, which is a big problem. The easy accessibility for young people to get drugs, Mr. Babafemi. What can people do about this?
Yeah, this is why we're working with Nigerians. In your neighborhood, anywhere you see things like this, people warehousing illicit drugs, please contact the agency. Give us the information. We will do the needful. Nobody will be protected. Nobody will be shielded. Like the person you just referred to, I mean, you just read his message out, Mr. Dare. He feels it. He understands it because he's involved. You see, that pain will remain there. Even no matter how irresponsible the person may be, the father is your blood, the father is your relation, the father, you know, this person could become somebody tomorrow and lo and behold, because they have access to these drugs that have been peddled or distributed by some unscrupulous elements, their lives are ruined. And so that is why we're calling on people, Nigerians, to please rise up, join hands with the agency. Let's all salvage this situation. Let's all, I mean, save the lives of our young people. Let's all save the lives of all of those that are abusing illicit substances. As much as we like to cut, I mean, as much as we're trying to cut down, I mean, the demand for this through advocacy, through pushing for, I mean, messages to them through various platforms and stakeholders, that we also need all joint hands together and make sure that we cut access and availability of these drugs.
Excellent. And a great way for us to end the discussion with you. But before we let you go, I know there are several channels in which people can reach out to the NDLEA on social media, right?
Yes, on social media. On social media, that is at NDLEA_Nigeria on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook at NDLEA01. But we have a line that can also be called. That is 0800 10 20 30 40. Anybody, it's a helpline, it's a toll free line. Anybody can call that line to give us information or even to seek help. That's for those who are struggling with drug abuse and dependence.
Good. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure speaking with our good friend, Femi Babafemi, Director of Media and Advocacy, the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency.
Thank you, Agogo. It's my pleasure.
Excellent. And I'm sure you have a fantastic rest of the week. Well, even though we know we don't have the luxury of having lazy days. So again, that number he talked about where you can call if you need help with addiction, 0800 10 20 40. 0800 10 20 40. It's easier that way. Again, 0800 10 20 40. If you've got problems with drug addiction. Talking about drug addiction, I have someone who put out a message here. Gatti Nation from Ogun State said, "I used to be a chronic drug addict and was rehabilitated. I wish we can take drugs out of the street because it's doing so much harm than good." Kudos to NDLEA guys. They're doing a very good job. Would like to know what they do with the assets that are seized. They're sold off from what we know, and it's usually a very transparent process from what I've seen in the past. And in case you just joined in, we're following a big story. We've just had the Director of Media and Advocacy, the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, Femi Babafemi, update us on this 8.8 billion naira worth of tramadol, believe it or not, taken from a mansion in Victoria Garden City. And they got about 13 million pills, 2.25 milligrams tramadol. That's like the highest you probably will get on the street. And Ugochukwu Nsofo Chukwuka Dibia is the one who's been arrested. And a lot of his neighbors are shocked. I mean, he's got an auto business in the area. And he's got a number of properties there. And he'd probably be the last person anyone would have imagined to be involved in the sale, distribution of opioid. One story we've gone with, and there's still more to come. What happened to you over the weekend? Very quickly, I'm going to go to another story which has continued to intrigue me. Two videos, right? We've got two videos which have gone viral. Bola Ahmed Tinubu's video. I heard that it was done probably a lot earlier, but his workout video together with Atiku Abubakar dancing to Davido's Stand Strong as he unveiled 5-point recovery plan for Nigeria. Maybe to press the point that they are fit for the job. Both men, interestingly, are over 70, at least 70 plus for Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Atiku Abubakar, the oldest of the bunch, saying that they are ready to serve Nigeria. But the videos have generated lots of controversies, and I thought it'd be great to have it here also too. Whether or not it's of great concern to you that you have them trying to let us know how fit they are. And the fitness of a Nigerian leader, even though a lot of people don't want to talk about it many times, has always been a matter of great concern because of what happened with the late President Umaru Yar'Adua in 2007-09. In fact, at some point, I remember during the campaigns, just like this time, former President Olusegun Obasanjo, the campaign, that shouted, "Umaru, say you are dead." And they had to put Umaru Yar'Adua on phone just to confirm that he was hale and hearty. But of course, you know what happened months and years after. President health became a matter of national concern, and the rest, they say, is history. We then had what they call the doctrine of necessity. So, Tinubu's workout video, Atiku Abubakar dancing, showing that they are strong. What does it mean for you? You talk to us about these two stories. We got a big story of the last third story, but I want to go to the phone lines now so that I can hear what you have to say. By the way, at 4 during checkpoint, we're going to have the veterans. Those of you who wanted to have an update on the veterans who were protesting at the federal capital territory over unpaid allowances, military veterans. We finally have been able to drag Ambassador Roy, who is the spokesperson for them, to give us some update on what's been happening, because I know a number of you wanted some update on Nigerian military personnel, rank and file, and officers who put themselves in harm's way and hadn't been paid their salaries. The number to call, 0700. Don't worry. We'll have plenty of times to engage with you. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line, 01465-7190. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Jaco Marcus.
Hey, Makushi. Good to hear you.
I greet you, sir.
I greet you too.
I greet all Nigerian soldiers and the ones that are fucking Boko Haram. I greet them. Sir, Tinubu and Atiku are not fit now, presently in Nigeria.
So the videos didn't impress you.
Somebody cannot hold flag when he was declaring the presidential aspirant representing APC. Hello?
Yeah, are we're with you.
Atiku, Fani, Atiku.
Yeah.
I was his fan 2019.
Yeah.
But I'm not his fan now. Let them go. Nigerian news can take over. And can you hear that? So that this will be working.
All right.
I don't want anybody that will become and sell my village. Sir, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Which you have never answered me. I never asked before. Sir, are you hearing me?
I can hear you, comrade.
What is that 2 bullion farm waiting for Tinubu House on the 25th of February 2019 before the consist of presidential elections 2019? Tell me what you 2 blown fans they do for a person that wants to govern me and you. I want you to answer Nigeria that question.
All right. Thank you very much, Comrade Ikechukwu. Maybe when we get Bat or any of his spokesperson, they can give you the answer. Back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Ogogo.
Great to have you join us.
Yeah, this is Friday from Ibolere.
Friday. Are you back
please,
in town?
I want to ask, all these drugs, are they being manufactured here in this country?
Well, some are.
Hello?
Yeah, some are being manufactured, others aren't.
See, Ogogo, do you know what happened in the port now? Somebody will port containers. Customs will not do examination. They call it fast track. They carry it to the warehouse. They say the person will follow them to their warehouse to do the examination there. Then if a custom you are an officer, you follow somebody, he wedded somebody to the warehouse, ogogo. You find something that is not, is against the country. Will that customer be bold enough to report that person? Hello?
Yeah, well, it depends on how it affects the person also, too.
That is what I'm saying.
It's not
to
conscience, you know. Maybe
50% of the containers are imported now.
Right.
They call it on fast track. They are loaded without big cost. They take them to the warehouse direct. Nobody examines them. They load them. They say they go to the warehouse to do the examination.
Yeah. Right.
Is it not how these things are coming to the country, Ogogo?
Right. They once coming
to the country. Is it supposed to be done?
Big question. Thank you very much, Friday from Igbole. Big question, how the drugs come in, the ones that aren't manufactured here. I was speaking with Femi Baba Femi offline, and you know, he was talking about the fact that we've got drug making plants in this country, at least 9 that they have had to go take out in the last 5, 6, 7 years. And it's frightening, huh? On WhatsApp, quickly, before we go on the break. Good afternoon. Is there money in selling tramadol? Of course, it's a big business, illicit money. I hope you're asking me so that you don't think of getting involved in it, or rather join the fight to get it out. Let's see. I think it's embarrassing Tinubu shooting a 25 seconds video thinking Nigeria will be fooled with it. Most of important person that requires his presence, he's failed to show up. Prince from Aja, who's back in Peter Obi, I see from your message. Baba Atiku and Tinubu all lack what to display to Nigerians. A show of old age, Comrie Enang, Imotai Kurudu. This is... okay. Good afternoon. In as much as we don't condone evil, why is it that up till now nobody's name has been mentioned? It's over 195 billion cocaine seized, but someone's name has been mentioned just now. That's not the thing at all. The 5 guys who were paraded involved in the Ikorodu bust, their names are out there. It even includes a Jamaican, so there's no need for you to bring in ethnic slant to the conversation. We're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three. This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
At 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we're continuing the conversation on the Big Three. I was just looking at the screen and looking at how my team, Manchester City, demolished neighbors on the other side of the divide. Such a great feeling, right? I hope there'll be no Manchester United fans who are calling in. I mean, we could watch it over and over again. Big Three today has dealt with, if you just joined in, we had Femi Baba Femi, who is the Director of Media and Advocacy of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, update us on this tramadol bust which happened at the Victoria Garden City. 8.8 billion naira worth of tramadol is what was seized from one of the mansions belonging to the gentleman who is now in the custody of the Drug Law Enforcement Agency. And still early days, but... will face the consequences for this. We all know the effects of drugs and what it does. People in the neighborhood of where this gentleman who runs an automobile business is in shocked that you could have this stash of tramadol kept, but it's what we're dealing with. And another story which we get in reactions to is Bola Ahmed Tinubu workout video as well as Atiku Abubakar's dancing. People are thinking it's just to make the point that even though they be 70 and over, they are fit as fiddle and ready for the work. I don't know what you think about those videos, even though a number of you have called and don't think that it still makes a strong case whether they are fit for the job. What other tests would you want them to carry out to show that they are mentally a lot as well as healthy? The other big story was what happened over the weekend. It's finally come, and thousands of supporters, I don't know if they made up the 1.4 million target, which was what Labour Party's presidential candidate, Peter Obi's march and rally in Lagos was all about. It was supposed to have taken place in one location, but after all the brouhaha around what happens or doesn't happen on the Lekki toll gate, to the point they even went to court, they decided to have the rally happen in four different locations simultaneously, rather at the same time, Ikeja, Lekki, Festac and Suleri. And it worked well just with the police because while they had the march pass, the police did provide a security for them. And there's been a lot of praise for how they carried themselves out during the rally. People telling me that if we have this sort of rallies throughout the country, whether it's the Labour Party, the APC or the PDP, then just maybe there's some bright light at the end of this tunnel. Maybe we can begin to expect, trust the politicians to follow through with what they hope a real campaign should be all about. So you've got several obedience, many of them holding placards with inscriptions and all of that. I don't know what you think about, what you thought about it, whether you're an obedient or not. If you did, if we're part of the matches, it'll also be great to hear from you, because I remember asking the question, how many of us will be attending the rallies and what would you want to look out for during a rally? And I think it'll be great. Lines are blazing. It's a Christmas tree here. Don't forget WhatsApp line 0809-597-5805. WhatsApp again, 0809-597-5805. Those of you who are inquiring about the number for the Drug Law Enforcement Agency, for those who have addiction problems, so you know someone who's got addiction problems, the number 0800-10-20-40. Again, 0800-10-20-40. Only if you've got an addiction problem. So we got all three stories now, and I can rest and hear what you have to say. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Thank you very much, our Obo.
Thank you very much.
I want to say, react to the Tinubu short video. This is a man that has been invited severally to come for a live interview. And he has always turned them down. And he did a few second video. Current, whether it is old or new video, we are not even sure. And if he feels that will convince Nigeria to believe he's fit enough for the job, that's the biggest self-deception that anybody can imagine. You get it? You understand? And
oh, so sorry about that. Do call back. I wanted to also get your view on Atiku's dance steps. Maybe he could have done some break dance to be sure that he can still move well. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Joy calling.
All right, Joy.
About the video, the two major party. See, my brother, if you look at this country, you will weep. So is that what they want to do? Or they want to tell us how they will rule this country, how they will change this country, the situation this country is now. They begin to bring video. This one, post-CO, the other one, post-CO. That means this country is not a serious country then. That is how they just look at the country. Did you see Trump, when he wants to contest, he begin to bring video of him doing exercise? Are we a serious people, so? We should change. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Joy says. We should change. Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rabu.
Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I am AA from Sabo Niba.
AA, go ahead.
See, those who are critical about Tinubu, who are criticizing him, who are running their mouths on him. Where were they when this man was fighting for this democracy that they are enjoying now? I don't think they were old enough. They should go and ask of Radio Kudirat that they use in fighting Abacha standstill. Tinubu was one of those people who fought Abacha standstill. Tinubu and Wole Soyinka, they went abroad because Abacha wanted to kill them. They went abroad and they fought him from there. So if they don't know history, they should go and learn. Let them continue what they are doing. I'm assuring them that they continue, that they are nailing themselves.
All right.
God will bless Nigeria. Nobody should pray that somebody should die. You will be surprised that those who are even strong,
right,
they can die, whereas somebody is sick,
right,
can still continue living. They right. should be very, very careful on their mouth, either they are running their mouth against you every time they want to, he's sick, he's this, he's that.
Right.
They should be very, very careful.
All right, hey.
Nigeria.
Thank you very much. In case you want to see the videos, they're up on Nigeria Info's Facebook page. And interesting comment I'm seeing there. And don't forget, there are two other stories we're looking at. We're getting reactions to the Peter Obi rally happening in four locations across Lagos State. There were fears that it could turn violent, but more like an anti-climax. It was a peaceful rally. And you had the police stand by and watch as those thousands of youths went past. And then this drug bust, which we have the conversation at the top of the hour, a developing story, 8.8 billion naira worth of tramadol seized the Victoria Garden City, a suspect already in the custody. And just to update you, they say that the assets linked to this drug bust will be seized and will be forfeited if the suspect is found guilty. Hello and good afternoon.
How are you? This is Alex.
Alex, always great to hear from you.
Yes, thank you very much. You see, on the issue of the videos, those clips that the gentleman released,
yes.
I think they are worthless, okay? I think they are worthless. And if we are saying, like the last caller, if we are saying that a country of 200 million people should be handed over to somebody because he fought for this and that, let's go back to the books and see that he's not even the only one who fought. He wasn't the only Inateco member at that time. I wasn't too young. You know, in those days, to tell that he wasn't the only one. Why don't we split Nigeria into so many pieces so that we can reward the Nadeko fighters for for the work that they did? Now, on the issue of the drug bust, a few weeks ago, you invited the same gentleman to come and speak, and I called in on that day and I asked him two questions.
Right.
What happened when the Bubamar rally is? The second thing I asked was, what was the former person not doing right? Was he complicit? You know, we need to step a little bit backwards to go and see what happened in that. What was wrong with the last dispensation that they were not able to, you know, make a single bust? You need to investigate these things. Every security agency requires the cooperation of the citizens. Now, if the citizens do not trust you, they will not give you their support. And that's why we must address what happened in the last dispensation. Was he also a drug lord, the former NDLEA chief?
Thank you very much, Alex. And it won't be the first time a former drug law enforcement agency boss has once been fingered in involvement or collusion with drug barons. I remember very well, very well. But back to the phone. I'll take one more call and I rush to WhatsApp because the WhatsApp guy is already accusing me of marginalization. And they want to break up the
country.
Oti level. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello.
Oti level. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Great to have you join us.
Yes, this is Abib from Nijai.
Abib, have you finished the business transaction? Make sure I get my commission from there.
No, I've never seen you too.
Well, I heard you transacting business just now.
I just took it something outside. Don't be offended.
The whole of Lagos has heard.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead very quickly.
So, my contribution, you see the two candidates, both Atiku and Tinubu, I'm not talking about the age. We are not talking about the fitness. Anybody can govern this country, including you, that is your journalist there. You have the criteria to govern this country. You have the qualification, everything. But my input is, the institution of Nigeria itself is a weak. If you are the institution that made up of the country, they can be well active very well. You're not needing about the personality. You are not even needing about the individual. You are not even looking about the ethnic background. Whether sickness or no sickness, Nigeria will still continue. But it's not, that is my input.
All right.
We are not talking about their fitness. If the institution is strong, right, everybody can work out.
All right. Thank you very much. Abib also thinks that notwithstanding the videos of Atiku and Tinubu, let me get on to WhatsApp. Good grief. Oh my goodness. But we'll start from somewhere quickly. Why is that man calling you Ogogo? I guess it's a variant, like Gaddafi that had 110 variants of his name. My name probably will have like 100 variants. Let's go quickly. let's see, Shakumaku to you also too. I don't think Tinubu is just doing it for the first time to prove a point. Cycling might be one of his daily exercises. I want to believe his supporters posted this to dispel the beer parlor and motorpark narratives of him being on sickbed in France. However, this video has shown that the man is not what many of his traducers have been saying as regards his health. Henry Aika from Ifo Axis in Ogun State. Thank you very much. Kudos to NDLEA, Tunde Max from Badagry. They are doing well. Let them keep it up. Nigeria must be drug-free. As for the obedience marching to show strength, I just hope they have their PVCs to make a statement next year. Tinubu and Atiku are trying to show that they are up to the task ahead. Arms crossed. Nigerians must vote wisely. Harold Stockwell from London says, this video is making the rounds are just an embarrassment. What do the teams around them think they are doing? Now, because Nigerians are saying they are old, which is true, they are showing us their fitness regime. Should also be bold to show health records. It smacks of desperation. These actions are too low. Harold Stockwell, thank you. Oh, Akem from Ubudu, local government area, that's in Cross River State, says, General Mao is doing a very good job. My fears is rather than building institutions that will outlive every regime administration. Once in a while, we have a few strong and committed men and women with the will power to leave an indelible mark in their time while in office, e.g. Professor Dora, and now General Marwa, who is now pulling waves in NDLEA. But since Dora vacated NAFDAC, it's a shadow of itself as we speak. This does not make for an effective continuity in governance, and you make a lot of sense. I remember, to show how bad it was, for several years, the NAFDAC website wasn't updated with the current DG or with the DG after her. And I told them, I said, do you know your NAFDAC website still has Professor Dora Akunyili as the DG of NAFDAC? This was more than 3-4 years after she had left the seat. Interesting, huh? Then Dan P from Igondo says, how will these politicians keep recycling themselves like clouds coming back to us again? We're tired of old heads. We need young blood so we can grow Nigeria forward. And not old heads bringing darkness to us in the country. I commend the drug enforcement agents for a job well done. Okay, and saying a few words when people call. Thank you very much. Jai Simeon from Lekki says, I was part of the obedient rally. Finally, I get one. That took place on Saturday. Lekki Axis, to be precise, we want a new Nigeria, a working Nigeria, and that was what we came out for. Rally was peaceful, and I must say, if every other demonstration can be done this way, I don't think we will have any issue with the government. Thank you very much. Kingsley Omoshodi says that, I wonder why Tinubu didn't ask his vice to do the walkout video on his behalf and post like he'd been representing him in all important appearances. Never say never. Aunade Muyi in New York. I like Joy. She's very intelligent. Can I have her number? Ah, I'm just joking. Honestly, she's an intelligent woman. I have lots of respect for her. All right. Muyi from New York says to Joy, well done. Then, Tinubu fighting for Nigeria's democracy doesn't equal us gifting him with the presidency. He should rest and enjoy what he has achieved. On the drug bust, I commend their effort, but they should strengthen the system beyond Mawa, which looks like an overwhelming feeling from a lot of people. So back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
This is Paul from Egbeda.
Paul from Egbeda. Which of the three stories do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, three of them briefly.
Good.
The question I want to ask, the NDLEA, Babu Marwa, is doing a very great job. But I want to ask the question, why will you destroy the evidence that you can tender at the court of law when you are prosecuting those that have been indicted?
Well,
because those things that worth 1.98 billion naira was burnt.
Yeah, so
what are they going to present before the court of law as an evidence that these people actually were caught with this?
Well, what he explained is that it's already been presented. So what they did was to take pictures and take all the documentary evidence to certify this was what was done. And so that's what
they
said.
Okay, then the issue of dancing and riding of a bike, my brother and fellow Nigerians. I don't think that that is what we need at this moment. You don't use bike riding to show how healthy you are or dancing step. Those things are pretty too local. We need a blueprint, an intellectual, educative blueprint that when you display it, I go through it, I hear you speak on them, I ask questions about it, you answer me. That is when I will know whether you are really a fit to be my president or not. It's not about my father at the age of 85, was he going to the farm? Early morning, as early as 6 o'clock, he had been in the farm. Then by 5:30 in the evening, he returns. He died at almost 100 years.
Wow.
But that does not mean that he was mentally sound. So please, those things, they are too little. They are too, I don't want to talk about it. About the obedient rally in Lagos.
Right.
I think they have done well. It was free of violence. That is commendable. And they have spoken, and we have heard them. There's another one trading about the obedient movement early this morning. The Obi boy that carries flags around Lagos, he was beaten up with his cameraman. They almost lynched them to death. When he was interviewed, he said they poured them fuel, wanted to burn one of his camera guys. And you didn't carry that news. The thing is trending online right now. They interviewed him one-on-one.
All right.
Thank you
very much for that, and we'll get some update on them. If that really happened, that's really, really unfortunate. One of those things which we don't want to see. There are 18 political parties vying for the country's top job, and all of them, which is the point we've always made, have the right to campaign peacefully. And there's nothing like my strong area or my stronghold. Anyone can campaign wherever they want to campaign, and that's what the culture we have to deal with. I'll take this one more call, and then we go back to WhatsApp. Hello, and good afternoon. Good afternoon or evening.
Good afternoon.
Your name, thank please, you, and where you calling from?
Yeah, thank you. My brother, let us be sincere to ourselves in this country for once. Either dancing galala or dancing ololo or Island and Lands of Africa cannot save some people as far as I'm concerned, because the wind of total change in Nigeria has started blowing. I've never been a supporter of the movement before, but I have to apologize to Nigeria because of my participation in these two political parties in 1998. I apologize to Nigeria that I am part of Nigerian problem because I voted for PDP and I voted for APC. But this time around, either dancing gala is not going to save anybody. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much, and I wish you all the luck, because if one party you voted didn't do well, second one didn't do well, I hope we'll be the third time lucky and not have to carry the bad luck from one and two. Uche from Songo says, we don't really care about what those that will never see any good about Bat will say. We will still vote for him. It's the multi-plurality of our opinion, I guess. Murphy from Lekki says, to me, Tinubu and Atiku should just go and rest, please. If only our vote will count come 2023. Trust me, the guys will never smell Astro Rock. We're tired of these whole lies from the people. And he goes on, Nico, let them rest, I beg. Anthony says, my problem is that PDP led Nigeria to where he is. APC came on board to redeem Nigeria, but they became worse, so both have nothing to offer Nigeria. And let's go quickly. Someone says, read my message, please, and I will read your message too. With the new trend of drug barons hiding in secluded estates, I would suggest NDLEA approach a court for search warrant to search all those estates around. Maybe they be hiding. May there be no hiding place for the wicked and their cohorts. Dele from Lekki. Great point you make. It be like say they won't act another movie again. Oh, let them dance galala again. I pity some followers. Patrick from Ogba. Then you have Wasu from Amokoko says he participated at the 4 million march in Festac. It was very impressive. No one was given money by Labour Party to participate. We contributed resources for the rally. we have, messages are unbelievably unending. Jenny says, good afternoon, based on the draw caught at VGC, says VFC. There should be total capital punishment for it. Marwa is working. But the question is, if you had capital punishment, will you really stop it? We need strong institutions, not personalities. After Marwa leaves, what next? Jigaman from Sue Leary. NDLA should use proceeds of assets of drug barons to foot the bill of rehabilitating addicts. Gideon from Ujodu Beggar. Tinubu is fit as fiddle. He's not bedridden or can't walk. His brain is intact. That's what Nigerians need, Comrade Daniel writes. Well, those are the comments we are getting for the Big Three. We'll go on a quick break, and I know that when we come back, we've got the business news update. And very importantly, that conversation around the military veterans who had a standoff at the Ministry of Defense last week. We'll get some update on that on Checkpoint. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.